What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Hey. On today's podcast, no Fifi. Oh,
yeah,
it's the lads. She's on the show, though. Otherwise, it would have been an abject failure. We speak to a woman over in the US. One of my favourite stories of the year. Thought she was partying with Keith Urban. Nah, she was just absolutely sending it. And it was she was way off. Just some random dude. Josiah's pumped up, our little conspiracy corner boy, over some news that AstraZeneca released overnight.
Not a conspiracy anymore, is it, boys?
And Catch Them If You Can is starting to wrap up, and boy, am I pumped up for that.
That's our private investigator, yeah. You know, investigating, Dave. You know, Dave.
Dave is great. I wonder what he ascertains today as he follows the subject to a location.
If you hear the word ascertain in this podcast, besides that one, you have to scull a beer. as well as all of that, guys, we have an Alpha Bucks answer dropping for 8 a.m. Friday the 10th of May.
Give it to me, Nick. Answer.
Soon.
I mean, the question.
I don't have one. You stole me page.
No. Hey, keep listening. Oh, it's going to pop up.
It's not on there, is it?
Yeah. Arden Homes. Create award-winning, energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful, but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Our Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brekkie in the Burbs.
You just won $100,000.
You just won Fox's golden ticket.
That is the secret sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Oh, let's go. Thursday footy's on tonight. The weekend's here. Fifi, Fev and Nick, hello.
So rude.
Hello.
Not the way to start the day.
Morning!
Morning. We were just talking about the news yesterday that AstraZeneca had pulled their product, their anti-vax vaccine for COVID. Because there was some overwhelming evidence. Is that right? In the UK? I'm speaking out of school here. I read a headline. Anyway, we'll talk about it later in the show.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's. Catch them if you can.
Catch them if you can. It's where, Melbourne, you get to use our Fox Bureau of Investigation. We have private investigators at your disposal for anything that's going on in your life that you want to get to the bottom of. And we must remind you, everyone stays anonymous. We're not into naming and shaming. Now, we were contacted by Jess, and we have our PI on the case at the moment. Jess, in a 15-year relationship with her childhood sweetheart, she recently had a medical and discovered that she has contracted something you can only get through intimacy. Mm. So she knows she has not been intimate with anyone else. So it's almost guilt. She knows he's guilty, her partner. She doesn't want to confront him with this because he's held over her head for a very long time. I think 10 years ago she had a party pash with a male friend, and her partner's always like, you cheated, you cheated. Never went further than that pash. But she knows if she brings up this medical diagnosis, he will say, well, that's you because you've done the dirty before. And what she's wanting is some clarity on what kind of cheating this is. Does he have someone on the side? Was it a one-off? So Dave, our PI, has been on the case. He's been surveilling the target at his workplace. Nothing suspicious. Everyone looks platonic. There's nothing sus there. Followed him to an after-work sport game. Again, nothing. He dropped a male mate home and then went home to his partner, Jess. So there's been nothing suspicious yet. But as we know, with most cases, you have to stay on it. And we've got PI Dave on the line. Hi, Dave.
Morning, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, great, Dave. Now, what is the latest? Anything for Jess to know to give her some answers?
Yeah, we do have a bit of a significant update, Fifi. So considering the fact that the last 24, 48 hours have been fairly quiet investigation-wise, I've been able to get access to the suspect's phone records, and I have found something of interest. I had an extensive look. I really made sure to pore over it for, you know, a good couple of hours, and there was a text exchange recently at around 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, obviously, that's not immediately suspicious. You know, it could be a number of things, but the fact that it was 5 to 6 messages sent around that 2 a.m. time slot did make things a bit suspicious for me. So I wanted to look into it further. I found out that the number does belong to a work colleague of the suspects, and this particular work colleague is a female.
Right. Wow. Okay. Mm. So that, I mean, my first reaction is could be anything. Like, I message Leon at 2 a.m. sometimes. Mm. Well, I do, don't I, Leon?
Is it Dutch Horizon?
But I'm just saying that it's not net. So
usually it's about the circles, Netflix
yeah,
circle.
That's
yeah.
right. Mm. When's the next episode going to drop? But Dave, thank you. This is a significant update, particularly a female from his workplace. Mm. It's.
I wonder if he's been seen with that female.
Well, let's. We've got Jess on the line. Are you there, Jess?
Yep.
Jess, so a PI, you just heard Dave, you gave all the extensive phone records, and this it was seemingly just a one-off because Dave was saying it doesn't look like it happened that often, but does that alarm you?
Yeah, it does. You know, especially if it was the idea of him texting somebody else like that when we're supposedly in bed next to each other is a very gross thought.
So he hasn't gone, it couldn't have been, he hasn't had any nights out with colleagues lately. Mm. Like, imagine if they were out somewhere and it was 2 a.m. and you've got a cab, no, I've got a cab. Like, couldn't be anything like that.
They go out most Fridays, but he's normally home by that time. I can't really think of any night that he was out later than midnight or 1.
Okay. Does he have any of his colleagues that he's really close to? Like, would you say he's got a best mate at work? Could that be her or?
He's got the mate that he drives home from futsal, but also.
That's male, isn't he?
Yeah, but there are a couple of girls that he talks about every now and then that I've met at Christmas parties and things like that. I'm assuming it's one of them.
When he gets messages, Jess, do you ever ask who it is, or have you looked at his phone at any time at all, or have you just never thought you had to?
I looked at his phone after I got the diagnosis to see if I could find anything, but there wasn't anything there. I mean, he texts his work colleagues, but it all seemed to be work-related. There wasn't anything that was, out of hours that I could see or that was, you know, even, vaguely flirty or anything.
Mm. Okay, now, so, Jess, obviously this is a significant update, but it's not cold, hard proof, and we've got to acknowledge that. Yeah, that could be anything. That could be, I left the printer on, can you turn it off?
Yeah, because you think this would be a home run for the PI.
Yeah.
You would think, but it's got some little tricks going on, isn't it?
I know. And is it, Jess, are you feeling, I mean, obviously you've had the diagnosis, you know that it's an intimate condition that he's got to have been playing up. But are you in two minds at the moment going, maybe he didn't?
I would really, really love for it to be just some sort of freak thing. But I don't really see how that could be the case at this point. And I don't know how much longer I can keep pretending that everything's fine at home.
No,
well,
Jess, we're still on it. Dave, we'll touch base with him tomorrow. I know he's doing a bit, obviously quite a bit more investigative work today, and fingers crossed we can get closer to an answer for you. And I guess there is always that possibility that we don't get hard evidence or proof, and then you might have to decide what to do. But look, let's try and stay on it. Dave is fired up. We'll get more for you, Jess.
Thanks, Okay, great. Thanks.
See you, Jess.
Oh, Jess, it's okay. It'll be okay.
1019 The Fox.
In this day and age, it is very hard to decipher between real and fake news. And yesterday, I fell for a fake news story. I saw the headline that AstraZeneca were withdrawing their COVID-19 vaccine worldwide.
They are.
And I know. And I now know that it's because of the surplus of newer vaccines.
No.
So there's a surplus of available.
That's
updated.
What they're saying,
but
probably.
In the news story, and I don't know which news source to put under the bus, but the headliner I read, I thought it was because of health problems from people in Britain. Wherever the news sources I read, I went, oh, dear, that's a problem.
I think it was like the Weekly Mail or Day, something under them.
It was one of those. It definitely had the Mail in it. and I fell for fake news because they're only withdrawing them because there's a surplus and they don't need them anymore.
But you're falling for that.
No.
Because at the end of the day, they're not going to pull it. They'll just leave it because there's other vaccines that are old still on the shelves, but they're always new ones, but they still have the other ones because people like them. And they're only saying that because there's something wrong with it.
You're now making, you can't just make stuff up. No,
they're making stuff up.
But isn't there, where's the proof? Like if they were having to, people have had health problems because of AstraZeneca.
You want to know where the proof is?
Where?
Sorry for interrupting you.
No, please tell me.
They're pulling it.
No.
Why else do they pull things off shelves?
Okay, so I just saw that camper vans aren't being made in Victoria anymore. Is it Highline or Skyline?
Yeah, because they've
gone
probably
under.
That's probably why.
The camper vans haven't been killing people. They've just gone out of business. Like sometimes it's not profitable to keep making something. Mm. So what they're saying is it's not profitable because now there's just so many vaccines. They're going to focus somewhere else probably where they can make money. And I'm not defending pharmaceutical.
Jeez, what job have you had? You're talking real fast. You're okay.
Yeah.
You
had somebody. I've had my
Jesus.
No, but my point is.
Coke what?
I forgot. What was I saying? You've interrupted me.
Yeah, 100% I have.
Side effect.
Mate, because you didn't stop speaking.
Side effect.
She's got side effects. That's what's happened. She's lost her memory.
I'm not defending big pharmaceutical companies, by the way. Not a fan. But
what do you mean?
Big
pharma?
Yeah.
Sometimes they get stuff right.
No, sorry. I definitely like their amoxicillin. There are things I think that are important.
Temazepam.
Yeah, they make lots of great things.
Yeah, I know, but I've watched a lot of documentaries on Netflix.
Did you watch that one?
It's bad.
Yeah.
They're not necessary.
Were they hiring all the hot chicks? Is that the one you were doing where they hired all the chicks to sell all the...
Oxycontin?
Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't remember. I've just seen so many. I've heard a lot about Big Pharma.
That's unbelievable.
And Big Pharma are more interested
in big money. For the opioid crisis, you've got cancer medication.
Yeah.
And a polio vaccine.
Oh, so it all balances out.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think so?
Are you saying we...
So do you think medicine's done more or less for the world?
No, I think medicine's amazing, but Big Pharma have agendas that have been exposed. They will, in meetings, decide... If that is in the best interest of the company, the shareholders to make money, we will expose or ruin people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
that's not great.
They're a business.
Elements. Yeah.
What do you reckon? Just
no, saying? I'm at the chemist all the time buying stuff.
It's a good day to be a pure blood.
Do
you know after 3 years?
Every day would be a great day to be a pure blood.
I hate saying I told you so, but 3 years later it feels good.
You do.
Hey, feed that article. Do you know who released that? AstraZeneca themselves, as if they're going to say that we're pulling it because we're responsible for millions of people dying, hearts exploding.
Did millions of people's of hearts explode?
100% they have, or health defects.
There's been a lot of heart issues that lately. A lot of
sports players
dropping.
Mate.
People having heart attacks.
The numbers came out. That was the same before.
Oh, righto, Mr. Hartman over there.
No, not Hartman.
He had all things put to you because you were like, no, I can't have coffee.
I did. I had a lot of things put on me. Pristine heart. It came back. I'm stressed due to other reasons. It's not the vaccine.
Looking in the mirror.
Martina has called in from Narre Warren South. Hi, Martina.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Martina. Any opinions about COVID vaccines?
Okay. Yes. Well, I took the second one. I did take the Pfizer. After the second one, something happened. I had a very bad side effect.
Oh, that's okay.
I was at work. All of a sudden something's happened. I didn't go to the toilet very quickly.
Oh dear.
I did it on me, and it was like diarrhea.
Oh.
Yep.
Mate, favourite caller.
Yeah, I had, it just went, it just came out.
You pooed yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't go to the toilet. So I just did it on me. And I was very embarrassed, actually, because one of the workers
nothing else
saw me.
Martina, nothing else in life may have caused that.
She did head down to Webb Street in Narrewarren and had some Indian the night before. But
No. So negative.
Do you think, Marty, that
Pfizer made you poo yourself?
Sort of like numbed your something inside of you that made you not be able to pass or...
No. That just happened just after taking the second one. At first, also, I had an abdominal pain too. That was another one. That was another side effect.
Sounding like food poisoning.
No.
It couldn't have been.
Martina, was it a one-off?
No.
Yeah.
Was it a
that's
one-off?
That's a one-off. Oh, yes, well, that's a one-off because now I'm okay. I'm back to normal. Yeah.
Well
done, Martina. That's great because our audio Instagram dude, Azio, also pissed himself in Vegas. So we'll blame that on the Pfizer.
It must have been after a jab.
Yeah. Did you have a jab just before that?
Let's blame it on that.
Yeah.
It happened to me a few weeks ago, that exact same thing after my booster. The booster I took was 15 pints of Guinness, but I still feel that
can I ask something?
I'd love to hear your opinion on this.
Oh, mate, I'd be very nervous if I've had it. Who's had Astra in the team? Does anyone want to put their hands up?
I wouldn't even know which one it was.
You used to ask me about my health status back in the day, so I may as well ask about yours.
James Blake has.
Would you be nervous, JB?
Not at all. Totally. You know what? I was doing my bit for the community. I put myself on the line. I'm fine.
But they told us this vaccine, you
had
to get it.
He had flaky skin before the vaccine.
Remember
that's
they said,
not because of it.
Do you
that's
remember we got fine. Told, Dan Andrews told us we had to get it so we don't pass it on to someone else? Turns out that's not true as well.
Yeah.
Costa?
I got two AstraZenecas. Cool. Not only have I not had COVID, I reckon I'm the only one on the team that's not missed a day of work since I got both of them.
Actually,
I don't reckon I have either. And you had
you're built different though, Finn. Maybe not you.
You had an AstraZeneca baby
COVID
too.
And nothing.
That might have given you a sperm count a bit of a boost.
Oh yeah, and you had a baby after your AstraZeneca.
I'm a picture of health. Whole family. Picture of health. AZ.
You don't reckon?
No, I don't know. Anyone that I feel very good. I had a few phone calls last night when this article came out.
All the Albanians got on.
A lot of mates were very happy that 3 years ago when we got
did
put
you
into
on the
a
house
box.
Party app and just all talk to each other?
It's not back then. That now
we
3 years
saw him
later.
In this box because we saw everyone ridicule our anti-vaxxer friend Josiah, and he made
some good points.
Yeah, but remember you were here at the company. There were certain people that were like very anti you because you wouldn't get our boss.
Mando.
So tell me, how do you feel now?
I don't want anyone to have to say sorry, but I accept your apologies.
Yeah.
Because I feel them. I
when
feel
will
the
you
regret.
Apologize for doing a poo at the shrine? That was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't me.
Westgate?
Westgate WhatsApp group?
Do you know, I didn't go on the Westgate because I actually thought I'd lose my job, but I very much would have loved to. I would have loved to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked awesome. Singing. What were they
what
singing?
What do you call yourselves? True Bloods. Sovereign people?
Yeah, he couldn't get it because his heart's cooked anyway. It's probably not a bad thing.
Well, that's the excuse.
I'll tell you what, I'll put money on it. He'll be the first one in this team that's brown bread.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's green.
That is. No, I reckon 100%.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Hippie medicine he uses.
And then as he's going down, we'll be going, oh, I'll see you, true blood.
Well, you know what? I'll apologize from heaven if that happens.
I've never asked you this, but are you one of those people that use crystals for deodorant?
No. I have got this natural stuff, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that makes you stink. The 01. I brought one of them too. They're no good.
Yeah. No, I found another one that's all right.
No, it's not.
I consider crystals, though.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hello.
One of our favourite stories this week is a woman who went out having fun in Wisconsin in the US and realised she was at a bar or a pub hanging with Keith Urban, like having a boozy night out with Keith Urban. And this has gone viral and been uploaded everywhere around the world because in actual fact, it wasn't Keith Urban. It was someone that looked like him. But it is very, very funny. And we are joined by the woman in question, Sophia, all the way from Wisconsin. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I love this story so much. Firstly, and I've seen the photo,
I get it.
Yeah.
He's like a grungier, like if you were blurry, if you'd been having a few drinks, Keith. Yes, you'd think that was Keith.
Keith without the work.
I had about three drinks at that point. So I think it was late at night. I worked all day. I was a little tired. And somebody that I was with was like, oh, it's Keith Urban. And they had the same piercing and the same tattoo. And he was wearing that outfit. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing here? Do you have a show?
And did he play along, Sophia? Like, at what point did you realize it wasn't Keith Urban?
Oh, I didn't realize it until the next morning. I was looking at the photos and I was like, that's so crazy that I met him that night.
Did he play along
and
with it?
And my friends were like, He was playing along with it. And I kept being like, long hot summer, long hot summer. And I kept talking about Nicole Kidman and he looked so confused. And I was like, wow, he must be really drunk. He looks really confused right now.
So he didn't know who his wife was? He had no idea about Nicole?
So funny.
Yeah, he didn't know who his wife was. He didn't know his songs. And I was like, this is really weird. I don't know why he's so confused. And my friend that I was with was like, let's all take shots together. And so we got a round of shots. And I'm like, wow, I texted my grandmother. That's who the texts were to, because she really likes him. And I was like, look, I'm taking shots with Keith Urban right now. And that was at like 3 a.m. So the next morning she was like, oh, are you okay?
I love that. Now, Sophia, I mean, you are an attractive young woman. I imagine there with your other young friends.
Thank you.
Did at any stage this lookalike Keith Urban get a little bit flirtatious where you were thinking, oh, I don't think Nicole would like this?
Oh, no, it wasn't like that at all. But I did take that video and post it on my private story on Snapchat. And a bunch of my friends were swiping up and being like, who is that creepy man?
Well, I was going to say, Sophia, of all the people who probably don't like this story, it is probably Nicole Kidman because the fact that this guy...
I reckon Keith Urban wouldn't be wrapped. Have you seen the photo?
Yes.
I don't think Keith's
happy.
Yeah,
he'd probably be not be too thrilled either.
Oh, it's
mate, it's so,
so
good.
Funny. Are you surprised that it's blown up and everyone around the world's talking about it, including us here in Melbourne?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to. I'm a musical theater major and I actually do a lot of stand-up comedy. So I've been trying to just grow my TikTok and make a lot of content. And I posted that because I just thought it would be funny. But I was not expecting that one to take off the way it did. So I'm glad everyone's laughing so hard at it and it's making everyone smile.
Did you not realize when you were talking to this gentleman that he didn't have an Australian accent?
He didn't really say much. He was doing a lot of nodding.
He was confused.
He was just chewing his ear off.
Yeah, he genuinely seemed really confused. I actually don't know if he knows who Keith Urban is, which is crazy because he seemed so confused.
Actually, on that, I don't think all Americans know he's Australian. Is that right? Did you know he was Australian, Sophia?
I didn't even know he was Australian until I saw the Daily Mail's article and I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. Then my mom was like, oh, no, he's Australian. That makes sense why they would have found it. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Do Americans know that there is another country called Australia? Or?
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, that's good.
We enjoyed this so much, Sophia. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. And good luck with your major. Are you finishing your college course over there?
Yeah, I'm actually graduating on Saturday with my BFA in musical theater, so I'll be all done.
Oh, great.
Guys, we usually have big guests. We might have Keith Urban on at some point soon. Any message you want us to pass on?
Just that I love his music and he should come do a show at La Crosse, Wisconsin, so we can all really run into him here.
Sophia, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
Saturday.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yay.
Exciting day for mothers. Myself, I'm wondering, already Daisy's so cute. She was in the bath last night. Mummy, I can't wait to give you your present that I'm making at Kinder. I'm like, okay, honey, I can't wait for the surprise. So what I've done is I've gotten honey, the surprise. But Mother's Day. Now, relationships with mums are usually very close, but not always. And there are things you keep from your mum. So when you go from being a child into a young adult, teenager, young adult, you can get up to things. Things can happen and you go, I'll never tell mum that. And we thought, wouldn't
call
it be
Pearl?
Fun? No. Pearl's fine. I think Pearl's sleeping in.
Pearl's fine. Don't call Pearl. Please don't call Pearl.
Say it, Junior.
it, we thought Mother's Day, let's make it about sharing and maybe telling your mum something you've never told her, confessing. Because I think around Mother's Day, mothers are very forgiving and they just love being pampered and
loved. The gift and the lunch.
So 131060, if you haven't told your mum something and you're ready to get it off your chest, we'd love to hear from you. And we might even call your mum. And when you're on the radio or your mum's on the radio, she's probably less likely to get cross or have a go.
She might
just laugh her way through it. Now, we put this on our socials last night and we've got Alicia in Chirnside Park. Hi, Alicia.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Alicia. Now, what doesn't your mum know?
Well, I'm a big Carlton supporter, have been all growing up from my family. And when I was about 21, I went and got a Carlton tattoo. I am now 43 and have not told my mum because she can't stand tattoos.
Oh, no. How big is it on your back, Leash?
It's not that big. It's probably about the size of a 50-cent piece, and it's on, like, my lower back, like, under sort of my pants.
Little stamp tramp.
Yeah.
Now, Alicia, how do you think, because what's your mum's name?
Diane.
Diane. I mean, we'd love to call Diane and hear that confession, or we could do it for you. How do you think Diane would react?
Oh, look, she'll call me an idiot and probably swear at me and... We're actually going to the football tonight, so it'll be a great ride into the footy.
Well, she might actually like, if Fev's part of it, she'll probably be rapt, because obviously she's a Carlton fan.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, well, can we call Diane for you, Alicia?
You can give her a try.
Do you want us to tell her the bad, well, it's not bad news, but it's news she won't love?
Yeah, get Fev to tell her.
Yeah, okay, Fev, you tell her. Okay, let's call Diane. Fev, you just have to say she's on the radio.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, here we go.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message.
We'll try again.
The person you are calling is not
available. Would Diane have a landline, maybe?
She'll have, the person you work now.
Oh, she's at work. Of course, she's got her phone off.
She works with my dad, so.
Oh, we've got your dad's number.
They all work together, and my sister works there too.
Oh, can we call your dad or your sister?
Let's get her off air, and we'll try and sort this out.
Yeah, let's chuck her on hold for a sec.
This is good. Let's get the whole family on the line.
We'll get on Ella Henderson Rudimental.
Do you speak to Jacinta in the meantime?
Oh, we've got another call. Hang on, let me pause the song. Here we go.
Hang on, we've got Jacinta from Cranbourne South.
Hello.
Hi, Jacinta. Oh, this is exciting. Do you want to confess to something you've done your mum doesn't know?
I do. So many, many years ago, I'm 39 now, but many years ago when I moved out of home for the first time at 18, I actually stole a wedding gift from my mum and dad, which was a silver, like a really nice silver butter dish. And I stole it from her to take to my new house to use as an ashtray.
And do you still have it?
I don't know whatever happened to it.
Oh, the good old darts.
Has she ever mentioned it?
Never has she ever mentioned it. And I will say, mum and dad are now divorced in the last couple of years.
So it doesn't matter then.
Or it's sensitive.
I don't know if it was overly special to them or not, but she's never asked about it, but I don't know if she ever realised that it went missing. I'm sure she did.
Can we find out, Jacinta? Can we call her?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully she'll be up and awake. She would have already taken the dog for a walk by now. But hopefully she answers. Coral.
I love that. Coral. Okay. Okay, Jacinta, let's try and break this news to Coral. We'll call. Have you got the number there, JB?
They're calling through.
I'm nervous.
Me too.
Is your mum scary, Jacinta?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
The person you are calling.
This is going well.
Do you know what we didn't think through? Of course, mums don't like unknown numbers.
No one does. I don't
answer unknown numbers.
We've got Alicia back.
If you want, we've got Alicia here, and we also have Alicia's mum on the line ready to go.
I thought we were just about to find out that James Blake here, our producer, whose phone we're using, just hasn't paid his bill. That's why none of the calls are going through.
Back to Coral. We've got Alicia. Are you there, Alicia?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Alicia. Now, we've got your mum, Diane, on the line. Are you there, Diane? Hello, Diane?
One sec.
Oh, Diane. Hi, Diane.
How are we going?
Here we go. Wow. Talk to her now.
Diane.
Yes.
Hello, Diane.
Very well, thank you.
It's Brendan Favola here and Fifi Box and Nick Cody. You're on the Fox. You're on the radio.
Yes.
Now, it is Mother's Day on Sunday, and we thought we'd do something really funny today and get someone, your kids, to ring up and tell you something that you don't know. So we've got Alicia, your daughter, on the line, and she wants me to tell you that back when she was 21, she got something put on her body. It was a tattoo of the Carlton emblem on her back.
Yes.
And she just wanted to let you know that she got it and you didn't know because you don't like tattoos.
No, I don't like them at all.
How do you feel about that, Diane?
I suppose that she can do it, that she's old enough. So if that's her choice, that's her choice.
Oh, Diane, I love this. Alicia said you'd be a bit cranky and you might even drop a few swear words, but you're holding it together very well,
she's
Diane.
She's pushing that down.
Are you there, Alicia?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Mum's taken it well, Alicia.
Yeah.
She has. She's taken it very well.
Yes.
I know you hate them.
I really hate them.
Here we go.
See, I reckon Diane is holding on by a thread here.
What do you really want to say, Diane?
I don't.
I know how to fire you up, Diane. She's also got a Collingwood one.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Here it is, an Alpha Bucks answer for 8 a.m.'s Alpha Bucks on Friday, the 10th of May.
Friday!
This will be question 5, beginning with D.
Dick.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably.
Almost.
Yeah.
You're halfway there. A retail store.
Oh, Dick Smith.
Dick Smith.
101.9, The Fox.
Yes, we're talking celibacy. And because Craig, what's his name? David. He's come out and said that he is going to be celibate or has been celibate for 2 years and it's helping his creative juices. It's getting them flowing.
I haven't heard any new songs.
That's a really good point.
What's he painting? What's
he
doing?
Give Craig a call because he's a mate of ours.
Just celibacy.
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 Yes.
Only exist in that or can you do that? I don't want to say it on air.
Oh, okay. So you're talking, so he's been celibate.
Solo pilot.
From having intimate relationships with other people, but can he do it on his own? I think you can. I think celibacy, you can enjoy your own company.
Yeah.
I'm just getting, can you look that up? Celibacy.
Because, yeah, because I'd think that if you're doing that, you're doing nothing.
Josiah, what are you?
No, I just, the reason a lot of these guys are saying it is for discipline. So I'd say that cancels that out.
Yeah.
So
Harry Garside boxing, he is bottling up all that frustration.
Yeah. So he's leaving it all in.
I think so. Mm. We should ask him.
Wow.
So apparently celibacy is no go, no touching whatsoever.
Even yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So 2 years. Wow.
Oh, that's interesting. That definitely ups the ante. Mm. Tim in Moorabbin. Hi, Tim.
How you going, Fifi?
Yeah, good, Tim.
Tim hasn't gone anywhere. He's doing it all the time.
Tim, are you celibate?
No. Well, I've been single about 6 months personally, and to be honest, I haven't gone touched myself either, and the mind has been clearer than ever.
Oh, really?
Fascinating. Tim, what do you do? Like, what do you, what's your profession?
No, I do this, like, it's more sort of a thing of discipline, I think it is. I think it helps. It works. There's a lot of people that do it. It's actually more common than you think, I believe.
No, Tim, you're right. It's becoming a bit of a trend. Like it is, and you know, like with young people, I know a lot, we were talking about this the other day, a lot of going back to faith and converting and finding God and Christianity and a lot of finding celibacy.
Don't doctors, though, say for your prostate, you've got to clear the pipes. It's no good for you.
Do they?
Yeah. 100%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So,
good luck this morning, Timmy.
Candle will come out.
Tim, your head's clearer. That is interesting. So, Tim, are you going to keep going or is it like a case of if you meet someone, you're happy to give up on the celibacy?
Oh, I'm happy to give up. I'm just pretty busy. I don't really have that much time to meet anyone. So it's just going as it goes.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe he needed it back in the day to put a bit of discipline on himself.
No, I was having too much fun, Timmy.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Fevolution has some great stories, mate. It's all good.
It is. Yeah. I think what Tim's suggesting is, though, you might have played AFL football for a lot longer, maybe.
then I wouldn't be here.
True. Good point. Yeah.
Things happen for a reason, mate. Roundabouts.
We've got Daisy from Point Cook. Hi, Daisy.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Hey, really Daisy. Well.
Nothing about.
Daisy. Well, yeah, if you are celibate, you're a great advert for it because you're full of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, my boyfriend and I have been celibate for 2 years now, and we're honestly loving it. It's really strengthened our relationship.
Oh, okay, Daisy. So many questions. This is an active, you sound quite young. So
mm-hmm.
this is
I'm 27.
This is an active choice.
Yes, this is an active choice.
Why?
So my partner and I have been together a couple of years and we just wanted to be intimate, but in a more meaningful way. So we, decided to be celibate, and truly it has made us a stronger couple. It's answering our love language. We're just loving it.
So, Daisy, so you obviously have slept with each other before because you had been together for longer than 2 years. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, do you think you weren't compatible?
Got a clear mind.
No, we definitely are. Like,
step out for a minute.
He's like my soul. Like, we are absolutely meant to be together.
I meant in a sexual way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A-okay on that front. But we want to strengthen our relationship and then move back into being intimate.
Do you actually, Daisy, because when you, and it's nice to hear that you are so close and it's brought you closer together, but like when you get close and then it's like, because often what we're talking about is a really natural thing that happens.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you guys stopping yourselves?
Look, I totally understand, and we have our own rules for being celibate. We don't get completely intimate, but there are other ways we get intimate. Honestly, a good handhold for a long time.
Thank God you said hold.
She's
really worried there.
No, it goes a long way, and really, like I said, strengthens the bond and the love between both of us.
Daisy, is it got an end date? Are you going to stop this?
When's the launch date? Because it will take off like a rocket, I reckon.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Look, not at the moment. Like, we're not waiting till marriage or anything. It's just when it feels right, both figuratively and literally.
Yes, this is I'm genuinely fascinated, Daisy. That is.
I read a study the other day, Daisy, and you're on the money there, that holding hands could be the most intimate thing you do with your partner. I hate holding hands. Your hand gets all hot and sticky and, God.
Holding Lucha's hand.
Oh, yeah, but not for she's long. Not liking it. When you're holding hands and you're walking down the street, it's like you don't want to pull off. You don't. No, sorry, wrong. You don't want to pull away and you're just holding it. And it's like then it becomes mentally like draining because you're like, if I pull away first, they're going to think that I didn't want to hold her hand. And then if she pulls away, I go, she didn't want. So you're just there for no reason. But they reckon it's a real intimate thing to hold hands. You feel the connection.
That's how much of an athlete Fev is. Hand-holding becomes some sort of competition.
Yeah, it is.
And he must win.
It is. You got to win.
Oh, no.
But then your hand's all sticky and it's hot. It's like, oh, do you hold like that or do you put your fingers in? It's like, it's just a weird thing. But it works.
Can't put your fingers in this.
Thank you for your calls this morning.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, you would think that everybody knows how to pronounce words. Once you become an adult, you've heard words enough. No, every now and then, you know, we talk about this. Things you learn as an adult that just passed you by. And there's a guy on TikTok.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
There it is.
What a start.
She can't even explain it because she can't get the words right because she's not an adult.
No, it is a shame. I'm about to give stick to this guy. No, a guy on TikTok, he clearly has never come across Schweppes.
Across.
What's happened to you?
Across. On TikTok, she's come across Schweppes.
Welcome to community radio.
Has never come across Schweppes, which is amazing. This is how he pronounces Schweppes.
Literally don't know how to pronounce this word, but PepsiCo just officially recalled their sugar-free Shua Peepees ginger ale for containing full sugar.
Shua Peepees.
What nationality is he?
He's American.
Yeah.
I know it's very rich. I'm now laughing at another person who can't speak. Shua Peepees.
I think you're still losing. You're still losing to him 4-1 just in this break. You're down.
101.9 The Fox.
Hello, Fifi Fever Nick on Melbourne's number one hit music station, The Fox.
Hey, we're often looking for good bear stories on our show because.
Here we go.
Well, Nick's got a story about a bear.
Oh, come on.
Nick has a story about a bear. What's that to say? It won't go anywhere. And he might think that it's a great story. You really want to tell him that it's not.
Nick, I know you've got a bear story about one you saw in Alaska.
Not one I saw, one I came across on a... That's the shortest. That's the shortest time I've ever had to get it out.
He was riding a BMX and he saw it from 400 metres away.
It was a mountain bike and it was 10 metres away from me.
Anyone who hasn't gone to Canada and seen a bear.
He did was by myself in the... Don't worry.
He did what Martina did and pooped himself and Andrew over.
Now, this is a great story. It's a bit traumatic, but think about this. Imagine this happening. A mum takes her daughter, her six-year-old daughter and all her friends to the zoo for her birthday party.
Yep.
So it's a kid's birthday party.
Great idea.
At the zoo, the kids all want to go and see the bear because teddy bears picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see the teddy bears. Well, so they go and see the bear.
That's the problem.
Well, while all these kids are watching, the bear in question, its name's Juniper. Juniper the bear.
See, this is all the problem with bears. They're not cute and cuddly. They're not out of cartoons. Don't call it Juniper. Be wary.
Cubs are
so
cute.
A mother duck and her ducklings, unfortunately, decided to go into the water where Juniper was playing.
Oh.
And then in front of
over the
15,
hill and
6-year-olds,
far away.
Yeah. Quack. This bear just starts picking the ducklings up like nuggets, just like chicken nuggets, just going for
eating them.
Just eating all the ducklings and the mother duck in front of these kids. This mum shared it on TikTok. Listen.
Oh, I'm most hungry.
Nice.
Traumatized kids.
No, it's not. What a great opportunity. I show my boys Planet Earth. You know, this is what happens out here, lads, in the world. I let them watch Planet Earth, David Attenborough. So, mate, it's not. What's the one on Netflix, that bear and the lemmings or whatever? Have you seen that one?
No,
there's a big bear and the lemmings.
I haven't watched that one.
Good cartoon, kid show.
You know there's true crime on Netflix.
Yeah, but not for my kids. Not for the kids.
Mate, I was
watching Planet Earth.
Law and Order last night at 9:30. Dun, 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 dun. Toby goes, this is my favourite Law and Order. It was SUV.
So he should be fine if they saw the bears eating
she's
the ducks.
Fine. Mate,
she's
bear,
seen way worse.
That bear was as hungry as a low-flying duck. It just got into him, didn't it?
Do you remember? Does anyone else have memories like this? I remember I would have been about 10 and we had a little Maltese West Highland. This is out at Wonga Park, so out there in Jumping Creek Road, if anyone knows the area. So a big property, big, and our little dog Gemma, beautiful little fluffy, like.
Have you ever had a not annoying dog?
No, well, this one, it wasn't yappy like my current dog, but it went down the back of our property. And the next minute came into my bedroom with just blood all over its mouth.
Got a bird?
And no. And then we were trying to figure out what happened. And mum was out. So my brother and I went down to see how on earth Gemma got blood all over her, thinking she'd been hurt. She'd gone into like a rabbit's den and eaten all the little baby rabbits. And I was traumatized.
Why?
That was. Are you joking?
It's life.
I know, but I didn't know my little cute puppy did that.
They're savages.
All these baby rabbits.
It actually makes me like the dog more. Mate, I just thought it was some annoying little thing.
My little dog Flopsy got eaten by another two dogs, so it's a circle of life.
Yeah, and what little ended Flopsy. Up on your doorstep?
Yeah, it was. And I had to bury it in the backyard, cry for 3 days. Two German shepherds got it. But that's a circle of life. Never had a dog since. Still breaks my heart. Little Flopsy. Little Chihuahua.
Nick's got a story about a bear.
And it's good.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.